Hey guys, it's Tiffany. Welcome to the 12th House Tomfoolery Podcast. I'm here with Kate.
Hi.
Kate, why don't you tell the people some news?
I'm your anchorman.
Yes.
Breaking news. Neighborhood Stay classy. Watch.
Stay classy, San Diego. You can be our Ron Burgundy.
Oh my God. I like mahogany and I forget what he says. Mahogany and scotch, which is true.
And rich leather-bound books.
Yeah. Rich leather-bound books. Woo, way to bring it back to books so soon. Okay. So we do have some news. We announced this on the website, but we thought we never followed up with it. Classic ADHD behavior. But we are doing a contest. So whoever writes the funniest or the best review and also invites the most people that actually join our little online community will get either astrology or tarot reading from me, whatever you prefer. We can do an hour. That's enough time for both if you don't want to go super deep into your chart. The second prize winner will get a tarot reading from me for half an hour, and we can get a lot of questions done in half an hour. And the third prize winner, we were going to do a gift certificate to Rainforest Cafe, but we figure we don't have that much. What was that? Oh, we po. Oh, that's what you said. I was like, did a gun just go off? What was that?
We're poor.
It was like an explosion. But yeah, we are poor. So so we don't want to give you like a stingy $20 gift certificate to the very classy and
exclusive.
You know, exclusive, right? Rainforest Cafe, because we figure that'll only get you like 3/4 of a Jamaican calamari plate. So like a $20 gift certificate to my James Beard award-winning favorite restaurant, Taco Bell. Nacho fries are back.
That's right.
The enchilada. Yeah, and they're doing nacho fries.
The churrito. The enchilada.
Yeah, and yep. And I saw.
Only can order that on the app.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I got to get on the app. I mean, I'm on the app, but I got to check it out. They're also doing, I saw this, driving past one. I almost like screeched into the drive-thru. I didn't though. Nacho fry, like nachos, like fries topped with, oh my God. See you on the next episode of my 600-pound life. Are you kidding? I need to go get it immediately. Immediately. So
man.
So that's the contest.
Yeah.
And we will do it. What do you want to do, Tiffany? Through to like end of the year? Through December?
Till New Year's. Yay.
Happy New Year. Wow. What a great way to start your new year off.
Dun, da, da, da.
Dun, da, da, dun. Yeah. So please help us out and get some more people in the community so we can have more fun and talk more astrology and get more people on the 12th house bandwagon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, we might be doing a new multi-part series, but at the beginning of next year.
Yes, I'm so excited. Yes.
Here's your hint. Where's Shelly?
Yeah, there you go. Where's Shelly? There you go. Look it up if you figure out what it's about.
Look it up. Figure it out.
I'm really excited. It's one of my very favorite topics that I know entirely too much about, and I cannot wait for it. I'm so excited. So, Tiffany.
Yes.
Do you want to dive right into your topic or do you want to discuss books real quick? What do you want to do?
Maybe we should wrap up with books just to like have a palate cleanser at the end. But spoiler, I will be talking about A Court of Thorns and Roses. So just know that.
Yes. Smut is on its way. Winter is coming. Smut is on its way.
Anyway, we'll just go to a lighter topic, like Ed Gein or Ed Gein.
Yeah.
The Butcher of Plainfield or the Plainfield Ghoul.
Is it Gein or is it Gein? I don't want to have pronunciation privilege.
I'm probably just wrong straight out of the gate. Everyone I heard say it said Gein.
Okay. I've always said Gein.
Quite a few
but
documentaries.
Perfect. Great.
Oh, yeah. No, the only reason I know how to say it is because of the reading, watching those things.
Awesome. As I said, I've seen stuff on him, but it's been a very long time. So I'm mostly I'm like a born again Gene virgin. So I'm excited to hear all about this because I don't remember anything.
Oh, I was like texting my friend about it after we were talking about A Court of Thorns and Roses, funny enough. And she just goes, nipple belt, just out the gate. And
oh my God. Oh my God, I forgot about, oh my God, yes. So, I'm so excited to get into this.
Kaylee, all right. For the story.
Oh my God, nipple belt. Yeah. The hottest trend in fashion.
D.I., why would you do that?
Yeah, right?
So I guess let's just dive right in. I watched several things and listened to a few podcasts on it. So if you want to hear what I heard, please go check out the last podcast on the left. They did a cute little, oh, I say cute, I'm a piece of shit. They did a two-part series on it, and it was pretty good. They're very comical about their takes. So if you want a very clinical version of it, that's not the people to listen to. They're really funny, though. I worked with them a couple times during this because I don't want to take credit, but it was real funny. So
yes.
I'm going to tell you what they said. and then, of course, a queen among us, Bailey Sarian. I watched Makeup Murder and Mystery. She did it him as well.
Oh, I love her. Is that the girl that does the makeup and talks about the murders? Okay. Back when I was like, I don't know if you remember this, but when I was like in my huge makeup phase, like a year, 2 years ago, I came across her and I was like, oh my God, she's living my dream. Like doing makeup and talking about like fucked up shit. I was like, I'm so mad she thought of this first. But yeah, she's fucking awesome. I love her.
Same.
She's amazing.
I was like,
yeah.
Brilliant, talented.
She knows
exactly what to do.
Yeah, she's amazing. Like, good for her. What a great idea. And she's like engaging and yeah, she's great.
Living the girlie's dream.
Right. Yeah. I love it.
And then I watched a couple documentaries.
Murder Barbie.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I'm into it. I can't wait.
It's definitely giving like almost every hokey, crazy thing that happened story ever. Like, oh, he's just a regular guy. Or, oh, he was just an oddball. It's like, So the reason I chose him was because I wanted to do something.
Gene was a little quirky.
Yeah, dude. Okay, no. In one documentary specifically, they kept calling him just like an oddball.
Yeah.
Just kind of an oddball. I'm like, okay.
Oddball's maybe not the term I would use.
You're
but
playing
okay.
It so way down. Okay.
Yeah.
But I was like, okay, what inspired Texas Chainsaw Massacre? You know, I'm from Texas. Let's do something for Texas. So it was him because he made those face masks out of human skin. He also inspired several other movies, Psycho, with the dead mother, the classic. They also remade it a couple different times.
Psycho's like it's so terrifying.
Yeah. Well, it inspired a lot of stuff and I'll cover a short little list at the end. Horrified 50s America. We all know what he's famous for. He was born in La Crosse County, Wisconsin. He lived
like
there.
A Midwest boy.
That's right. With his father, Ed Gein, mother, Augusta, and brother, Henry. His father, George, was actually orphaned at like 3. Apparently, his parents died in the most Oregon Trail fashion ever. I think it was something like I just heard that and I was like, Oregon Trail? Mississippi River, there was some crazy flooding and they drowned. And he was orphaned at 3, which is insane.
Oh my God. Yeah. But wow, that is insane.
I was just triggered back to the 90s. I was like, Oregon Trail? And then the mother, Augusta, super abusive, hyper religious.
Ugh.
Father was most likely religious abusive also. She was. So I don't know how they got together because apparently the father was just a career alcoholic and abusive to her, but she was domineering and henpecked him and again, hyper religious. And she would just tear into him in the streets, out in public,
into
at home. It didn't matter.
Husband just, or to the kid.
Yes. Well, yeah, but
wow,
just real bad with George. So George would go get drunk constantly, like after work, of which he had many professions, I guess, because of the alcoholism.
Yeah.
Would get drunk at the local tavern, spend all his money on booze, come home and beat his wife so that he could stand up to her. I don't know what the comparison
is. This sounds like a super healthy relationship. Wow. Hashtag goals.
Yeah, very hashtag traditional goals. Yeah. Brad home. So, yeah. Anyway, you just are like, wow, okay. His brother was born first, which apparently the mother, Augusta, hated sex, thought it was wrong, evil, did not enjoy it, and that even bringing a child into the world was like, not, it wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth the having sex to get the kid. But she still did her duty. I was just like, what the fuck? Okay. Has the brother, Henry, has Ed eventually. They had a little shop in town, like a little pharmacy. And then she just convinced her husband, we got to move. This is a den of heathens and sinners. We got to get out of here. And it wasn't like that big of a town. Like, she's like, it's Sodom and Gomorrah. She's losing her mind.
Yeah. Like, what are they doing? Eating too much cheese? Like, come on.
The harlots. Okay. You don't even know. So they moved to Plainfield, Wisconsin when he turned 8, which a state guidebook at the time described the town of Plainfield as, direct quote, I believe, totally nondescript.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What
so,
a description.
Woo.
Yeah.
Don't break your neck on that first description. Anyway.
Right. I'm overwhelmed. Wow. Oh my goodness.
So they move there and the very domineering mother, Augusta, has more control over the aspect of daily life. So they're farming on this, I don't know, I think it was, I don't remember the acreage. I just remember the hectares because I remember laughing because of the wine business. It was like 68 hectares or something. Plus, we want to make sure that our European audience knows.
Yeah, so. Czech Republic.
We'll never forget you guys. Please raise your hand on the Facebook page. Just tell us.
Please. Yeah.
So the boys are allowed to do their chores and go to school. She does not want them talking to the kids in class and making friends because all women by default are harlots and whores, except for her.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know.
One exception to that rule.
One exception, and it's me.
Yeah.
She kept the children pretty isolated.
Could they be friends with other boys? No. You're like, no friends at all.
Stop trying to do that. Okay. That's a hard full stop.
Yeah.
She did not allow school friends to come over. And she kept the children super isolated. And if they ever started to make friends, she just nipped it right in the butt and just said, like, horrible things. Very verbally abusive across the board to everyone. But I'm sure she validated that in her mind because she was trying to live up to these hyper-religious and very specific moral, I don't know. I'm going to say like how mental illness, but whatever.
Yeah, mental illness. Because, like, how is that more? God, don't even get me on the religious shit.
Don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. So school teachers and stuff told them later, or when questioned, I guess, that Ed was kind of a odd child and would just burst out laughing seemingly out of nowhere. But apparently he would just say, oh, I was just laughing at an inside joke. And I guess
an inside joke
was with himself only. So.
Wow.
Okie dokie. Unhinged laughter, check.
I mean, to be fair, I do that. Like, yet again, another sign, am I a serial killer? I will, like, make jokes in my head and chuckle. But I also have friends and make jokes with other people. So
yeah, chuckling is not boisterous laughter. Like, ha 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 ha, out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's true.
Old-timey villain. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, hated other people. They were all other women were naturally whores and prostitutes. She read them the Bible daily. There were several scriptures that were her favorites. And they were just into, I don't know. I did not come across that. Maybe I didn't delve deep enough, but I was just like, all right, she's cuckoo town bonkers. Got it. You know, I just was like, I think I've got it covered here.
Yeah, because that's like next level. Like I know some like super religious people, yeah. but like they have like other religious friends. You know what I mean? Like they still have like their own like little community. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone who's like, or a woman. I've heard of like men being like all women are whores and prostitutes. But I don't know if I've ever heard of like a woman being like all women are harlots.
She had the whole family pretty isolated. So the
I bet she would not enjoy either of us very much.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
Short answer, no. So,
yeah.
Eventually, the boys get a little older. Ed gets some side jobs, little side hustles around town, does a few things for people. One of those things was babysitting neighborhood children. One really stuck out to me because I was like, huh.
Yeah. Which, oh my God, can you imagine if you're like a grown adult now and you're like, yeah, I just remember my babysitter Ed coming over. Oh my God.
Yeah. So luckily nothing ever came of that because that wasn't really his thing.
No, I just mean in general, like if you were.
But yeah, you had a.
If he was your babysitter. Yeah. Or, I don't mean like he's.
I don't think he was a psychopath. I agree with the criminal psychologist thing that I saw. I was like, okay. And. Some also psyche valves from before trial and while he was in the institution after they – spoiler, what's they took him away, folks.
Yeah.
This story doesn't end well.
What was the diagnosis?
They pled insanity at the trial, but schizophrenic psychopathy – I said psychopathy, sociopath. I had to print way too small. Yeah, not psycho, sociopath. Schizophrenic sociopath.
Yeah. Interesting.
Sorry, mommy might need some glasses. This font's real small.
I was a psych major, but I still get psychopath. And so like, I know the difference, but it still like gets confused in my brain because it's like a fine line. Oh, I'm going to have to go down that vortex again after this. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Just sorry. General mental illness prognoses. Yeah. Yeah,
just trying to get my cluster B personality disorders safe in my head. No, that's actually those are two different things. See, now I'm misspeaking. Cluster B is disorders and personality.
You're doing great, sweetie. Anyway,
you're doing great, sweetie. Yeah. Yes. Sorry.
So I'm trying to figure out where I should segue. So I guess we'll just move forward to the father. Eventually died because of alcoholism. And the boys were like, not young. They were grown men now in their 30s, mid to late 30s.
Okay.
Yeah. We're just fast forwarding through teenage crap. Basically, they lived there forever. Only were allowed to work and come home. They didn't really have much say.
Even as adults, they still live there?
Barely had say. They just didn't, you know. She didn't want him hanging out with anybody. He would do his little odd jobs.
As adults, like this went on into their 30s. They're still living with their mom and doing everything that she's telling them to.
They're still living there. Yeah.
Holy shit. Wow. Okay.
Well, the brother starts talking to him and says he had met a divorcee with a couple kids and they were talking about moving in together, which could not be like that. Couldn't be any worse if you tried for her point of view. Yikes. Like living under the same room with a whore that had kids
and
husband's gone. Oh, that's not going to work out. So I'm sure Ed's like, wee, wee, like mommy's going to hate this. So mommy is going to hate this. So
call 911. We need some sirens out here. Yeah.
Fun fact, they do call 911. So Ed and his brother Henry are out burning brush and stuff on the farm. And then I can't remember because I saw so many different ways. But basically, Ed either went to report that the fire got out of control or went to – yeah. Because when they came to come help with the wild brush fire, he was like, oh, my brother Henry's missing. How did that happen? Yeah. Then the search party gets there. And then literally he's like, hey, I found him. He's here. Like, it was like the worst, you know, what I mean? Like, oh no. Haha, he's actually over here, dead, on the ground. Is he okay? I think originally they said something like, oh, it's a heart attack.
What? That's like straight from the Jodi Arias playbook, right? Like, set the fire, call the, whoa.
Oh, oh my God. It was niches. Oh,
whoa. That's weird. Look at, here he is. What a coinkydink.
I'm just an oddball. Don't worry about me. Oh, there's my dead brother.
Yeah, there he is.
So they go to check on him. They're like, I guess it was a heart attack. I don't know. And it was completely speculative that he could have done it at that time.
Didn't they have autopsies in the 50s? Like, do a fucking autopsy.
So, yeah, the forensic whomever made the call eventually changed his answer. So after a minute, they saw like some weird bruising on the back of his head and something else. And then later they changed the death certificate to asphyxiation.
Oh, wow.
So
did they say it was from the smoke, like smoke asphyxiation or no? Like,
I didn't strangled. Get that far into it. I think it was like, oh, the head wound and strangulation.
Yeah.
So yeah. I was like, but again, they're like, oh, speculative. I don't know. Yeah. It's just oddball Ed.
Right.
But then what we are about to find out very, 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 very soon might make us think twice here. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Oh, no. Now Ed has his mother all to himself in the home, just like he's always wanted.
Oh.
Supposedly, he described her at some point as the love of his life. Like, oh, my mom, God. She's so great. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
The same criminal psychologist that gave perspective thoughts of this person's schizophrenic sociopath also was like very much not even inferring, but straight up saying he's like, I believe they had an incestuous relationship.
Oh, gross.
He fantasized about his mother. Like, I am just like Freud in high gear. This guy's like, no. You don't marry your mom. He loved his mom. He wanted, yeah, just okay, really fucked up thoughts about it.
Are you saying that he had, I mean, it's gross either way, but
so
are you saying he had thoughts about it or that like it happened?
So the Dr. Eric Hickey's a criminal psychologist. He straight up said, he's like, I think they had an incestuous relationship.
That is so gross.
So he said things like, and I was like, come again? What? And he said in this thing, he was like, yeah, I think she had sex with him. And I was just like, okay, I guess that's kind of a leap, but you're the criminal psychologist, I guess. Ew.
Oh, that's so gross.
And I'm sure after the way that she raised them, like, don't have sex. I don't know if this is a quote or not, but I heard this on the last podcast I left. They were saying, just masturbate. Sex is gross. Just be a virgin your whole life. A lot of crazy things coming out of this lady's mouth.
This sounds like so psycho. I could see them actually have it. Like, just because she's saying that, like, oh, God, gross.
You speculate on your own time. We're going to move on. Gross.
Uh-oh, the drag racers are here.
Room for room. Get him, cowboy. Vin Diesel's
back. Yeah, go and get him. Who's going to be the first?
It's all about family.
Yeah. I've actually never seen any of those movies.
And my car family. Sorry, I just saved everyone having to watch any Fast and Furious movie. You're welcome.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Well, I might be lying. I think maybe I went to a Fast and Furious movie when I was like 18 on a date. Maybe. I don't remember. Clearly, it wasn't that Fast and Furious. I don't know. But I haven't seen any since then, that's for sure.
Good to know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Was
wondering.
Check.
Yeah.
Take it off my list.
Any other more personal questions anyone has for me, I'm happy to answer.
So back to Eddie Boy. He gets to, it's just them. But unfortunately, the mother has a stroke shortly after that incident, which leaves Ed to care for her all to himself. Mama's Paradise boy lost. Is here. Ew. So
God.
He goes out, does his little side jobs, runs a farm, takes care of mom, is verbally abused. Once in a while, we'll stop after work for a beer at Mary Hogan's bar. This is a really small town. Kind of everyone pretty much knows everybody. So she owns the bar. He drinks there now and again. Goes there, makes his weird little jokes. Great. Again, everyone's just like, that's okie doke. So eventually, a year after that, Augusta is he, stroke
is
dead.
He like, wait a minute, is he like getting drunk or is he just like having a few? Or you don't know?
No, they made it sound pretty leisure. Like he wasn't getting blasted. Just like quiet old Ed, just having his quiet beer, just that regular.
Another round of Rumpelmans for Gein.
Yeah, no, Gein, that was too extravagant beer.
Yeah.
Just fade into the background guy that makes weird jokes. You acknowledge him, go back to your shit. That guy.
Yeah.
Mama Gein, stroke, dies a year later. This is going to be definitely where things just start to click over. He idolized his mother. He hated his mother. He wanted to kill his mother. We get it.
Yeah.
Mary goes missing eventually. And
oh, no.
No one ever really figures out what happened. But also, these women look a lot like his mother. I should have mentioned that. Moving on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
She goes missing. And then eventually, you know, Ed makes jokes about it. Like someone said something like, oh, if you would have made a move on Mary, she wouldn't have taken off. And she could have been making you something. Like someone, some guy he worked with made a joke about it. And he was like, oh, haha, she's back at my house right now waiting for me. And just said stuff like that. And then it was true.
Oh, God.
Not oddball Ed's weird joke, just being him telling the truth all the time. And people being like, well, that's horrifying. JK.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's just get into the part where we find out who Ed is. So Bernice Warden owns like the little hardware shop in town. It's like Warden's something shop or something. I don't remember the exact little shop moniker right after that. He goes in and buys like lye or something. Like it wasn't like something you'd directly be like serial killer stuff, but like afterwards you're like, maybe.
Second tier, not serial killer, but it's not serial killer.
Yeah. Okay. Like it could have been bleach or something. Like,
yellow flag.
Yeah. Yellow flag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, red flag. Frank Warden comes by the shop. So this is small hunting town, small town, Wisconsin.
Nondescript. Yeah.
Nondescript.
Right. Nondescript.
So everyone's out. It's like one of the first days of deer season, I think. Everyone's out hunting. But he pops back by the store to check on old mom. She's not there. Back door's unlocked. There's a blood trail. Also, I'm the worst person to present evidence, apparently. When Mary went missing, the bar owner, Mary Hogan, there was just blood, and then they didn't know where she was. It was like, oh, there's blood all over the floor. Yikes. But
like
she's
blood,
missing.
Blood in the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. What? It's like, didn't they start like a homicide investigation then if there was like a shit ton of blood? That's crazy. Wow. Oof.
Yes, no. They didn't go into that as much detail as they did these other things for some reason. Yeah. Horrendous police work just moving forward.
Yeah, right.
So yeah. Bernice is missing because Frank finds out she's missing. And he goes in and the back door is unlocked and it's just maximum suspicion mode. And then, oh, blood pop on the floor and smeared blood. Yikes on a bike, you know, like, yikes.
Not good. Right.
I'm going to call the fucking cops. So ding
red
dong,
flag for
cops,
sure. Yeah.
Come here. I have shit to show you. We got to go. Last receipt is written to Ed Gein in the till.
Okay.
Last person to see her alive, probably Ed. Just oddball Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read somewhere I don't know why they didn't mention this because it's like another giant red flag. That work her truck was missing from there, in addition to everything else. I was like, what?
Her truck?
Yeah. And they didn't mention that in all the documentaries like I watched, but in like one thing I read it was like, and the truck was missing from the shop. And I'm like, why would you not mention that? That seems like a very key detail.
Totally. Seems pretty pertinent. Yeah.
Sorry. I needed a sippet of tea. Anyway. So just a sippet. Thanks so much. So they're like, police working. Let me do some police work. Oh, Ed Gein's the last person to see her alive. Blood. Uh-oh. Let's go to his house. So they do. And they go in, and then there's something called a summer kitchen, which I did not bother to look up. I think it's just a kitchen in the back of the house. I don't know what that means. Whatever.
I love these names. It always makes me laugh. A summer kitchen. When it's like,
I know, we went kitchen from the foyer basement or some
shit, like,
to the summer kitchen.
Yeah, it's like, it's just a fucking kitchen, dude. Right. Yeah. It makes me laugh.
And Bernice is out back, strung up by her feet.
What? On some sort of
pulley system, naked. And she was just hanging by her feet from an overhead pulley system. And she was naked, cut from her pelvis to her shoulder.
Oh,
sorry. Whoa. Trigger warning. I'm about to say a bunch of upsetting things. Sorry, wait a minute,
Is this just outside? Like, she's just strung up outside like this?
No, I thought it was in the summer kitchen.
Oh, it's in the summer kitchen. Sorry. I thought
it was out back in the shed.
I was, like, imagining, like, a clothesline. Like, and I forgot about the summer kitchen. So she's – oh, Jesus Christ. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Or she's in the shed. I don't know. She's out back. But let's just
– I just meant – so she, location, it's, like, in an
– less important.
Hanging in an enclosure.
Feet. Yes.
It's not out in public. That was.
No, like they walk in and they're like, holy sweet Moses. Okay. Naked lady hanging by her feet, gutted, you know, cut from pelvis to shoulders, decapitated. I was about to say that when you interjected. Also decapitated. Officers were sickened, obviously, and called for backup, probably for the best. Yeah. I think a couple of them went outside and like threw up.
And
I gotta go to the list here on Wikipedia and it keeps prompting me, please donate $2 or Wikipedia help. They come back with more officers and start combing the property of Ed House, which they called the House of Horrors. I'm going to now just go through a list of things and we can discuss it a little if you'd like. I am not going to be posting any of these photos. If you want to find them, you're going to Google them yourself. But it's not hard to find.
Oh, God, why do I feel so, like I am going to look at these photos? Jesus Christ.
So look, if you really want to, I'll tell you where to find it. But if not, I'm not posting it on the page, though. Do your own dirty work, guys.
Yeah, no,
I looked at the crime scene photos and maybe don't. Maybe don't. Here's what they found in the house.
I feel like I'm going to, though, is the thing. I understand how this is going to end and I'm going to hate myself, but I'm a curious little... Curious Kate. So, okay, continue.
Okay. So they searched the house and found, just going to go over these quick and address them maybe depending on the item. Whole human bones and fragments, obviously. A waste basket made of human skin. Human skin covering several chair seats. Sorry. So like he reupholstered a chair with human skin. That's literally what happened. Skulls on his bedposts, female skulls, some with the tops sawn off, bowls made from human skulls. I saw this.
Bowls made from human skulls?
Yes. Yes. Bowls.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
To eat out of. A corset made from a female torso, skin from the shoulders to waist. Leggings made from human leg skin.
Leggings?
Like pants, essentially, made from human leg. Like,
Oh my God. Check out my new jeggings. They fit like a glove. Oh my God.
Well, when I tell you what he did when wearing a certain outfit, okie doke. Moving on. Masks made from the skin of human heads, human female heads. We'll cover that in a minute. Mary Hogan's face mask in a paper bag.
Oh my God.
That was the bar lady. Mary Hogan's skull in a box. Bernice Warden's entire head in a burlap sack. Bernice Warden's heart in a plastic bag in front of Gein's pot belly stove.
Oh my God.
9 vulva in a shoebox.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. God.
Girl, a young girl's dress. And I know. Maybe I should interject here that while he is considered a prolific serial killer, he only confessed to 2 murders. And they did.
Okay, where's the 9 vulva from?
I will get to that.
Oh my God.
He did a lot of grave robbing, which we'll get to. So a young girl's dress in the vulvas of 2 females judged to have been about 15 years old. And this is the famous belt made from female human nipples.
Oh my God.
I did see the picture of this. To call it a belt, it's very generous. It was nipples strung together like a Christmas garland. Gross, but that's the best comparison I can make for you.
Oh my God. I love that you said to call it a belt was generous. Are we on Project Runway right now? To call that a belt is quite generous.
He would not make it on RuPaul's Drag Race. Yeah. He would be dancing for his life in the first episode. He would not make it.
I have to say, I was...
For your life.
Yeah. I was imagining like a belt with like nipples sewn onto it. That's a little...
No, and I was too. I'm like, oh, like when you go get a custom belt and you get like hand-tooled leather. No, it's nipples on a string. It's a nipple garland, and they called it a belt. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah, come on. Come on. I take issue with that.
Kind of lazy. I'm just going to say it.
Me too.
Do better. Maybe not, right. But you know what I mean. You suck.
Yeah.
Four noses. pair of lips on a window shade drawstring.
No. Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
God.
Yes. Okay, a lampshade made from human skin.
I remember that one. That's what I did remember. I remembered the skin lampshade. Oh my God.
The skin lampshade. And fingernails from female fingers. In addition to be a Pinterest girly DIY king, he amateur. He was an amateur oh my God, you're going to make fun of me because I can't think of the word, but like someone who designs like rooms.
Interior designer.
Thank you. Could not think of that word.
Yeah.
Amateur. Yeah. You know, he had 9 human female faces on his wall, just hammered up.
Oh my God.
Something they should really have mentioned is Bernice, Warden's head that they found in the burlap sack had nails in it. And then the police were like, why are there nails in her head? He's like, I was going to display it on my wall. Like, oh, what a silly question.
Right. Like, duh. Why else would there be? Oh my God. Wow. This guy is a... wow.
So...
wow.
I'm going to just say all that and backtrack on you.
I can't wait to look at his astrology chart after this. I know he's Virgo. I do know that. but I can't wait to really delve deep into it because I want to figure out why is this?
A Virgo if you're August 27th?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then he was. August 27th, 1906. Born in La Crosse County, Wisconsin.
I took a little cursory, you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. Look at his chart, but I only looked at it for 2 or 3 minutes. I just remember these Virgo, but I gotta, and if I remember correctly, which I'm not sure if I do, I think his son may have been in the fourth house, which is the house of mom, but don't quote me on that. We can do a little quick app on it later if you want. Anyway, I'm just curious.
All good. So I'm just going to say fun fact a lot. And I remember something I should have mentioned probably a minute or two earlier, but didn't.
Yeah.
We're just going to do this memento style the whole time. So
totally.
Flashback. So Ed had no friends. His mom died. Weirdo. No friends. Except for a teenage boy. You're like, I don't know. But they went to the school, high school ball games. They went to that together. Like they're seen around town together.
They him and this, high school boy?
Like a teenage age boy, yeah. And he's, in his 40s at the time.
Yeah, that's just red flag! Red flag!
So when they go to arrest him, he was at, that boy's parents' house. I forget the kid's name because I didn't type it out because I'm crazy. He's at their house having, what was it? I remember it being so weird. Pork chops, macaroni and cheese...
Honestly, it sounds good as fuck to me.
Pickles? I think it was pickles or something weird.
That ruins it for me. So, the teenage boy clearly was not going over to his house for dinner at any time, I would assume, right?
So, I guess he'd have his little interior design work up. or only went into rooms he didn't have. So when his mom died, flashback time again, because I forgot to mention it.
Yeah. Memento.
Memento moment. He boarded up all the rooms that were like implicitly hers and left them pristine, and the rest of the house was like in squalor, essentially. What we would call like hoarders now. It was just in like states of varying states of like disrepair or just straight up just disgusting stuff.
The body like, parts, you mean?
So people went over there, but I think like things kind of went south at some point mentally, and he started doing all this stuff. Like, and the people that saw the house didn't go in those rooms, or they were boarded off.
Okay, they were like, his don't go in there, like, private.
Yeah, and then, like, he mostly stayed in the kitchen and, like, his own little, like, side room he had, and, like, the whole rest of this farmhouse with all these rooms is boarded off or closed off, or he didn't go in there.
I mean, that's also, right, I would feel a little red flag-ish if I was at someone's house and they were like, look, only the kitchen, the summer kitchen and the side room, every other room is...
Let me just tell you this. There was this young couple... And somehow he talks to this couple and he's like, hey, could we just trade houses? And someone said like, oh, he was getting wise to like get out of there. Like, I'm like, I don't know how that makes any sense. Like leading everyone to the evidence, but okay, sure. And he was like, yeah, come on. And like, check it out. He's like, oh, I need to get to cleaning. Ha ha ha. And the house is like just disgusting. And they said like, when they went in the kitchen, it was just like a film of grease almost on the floor.
Ew.
So ew. Because they were like, he goes, let's just straight up swap. Like, no money necessary. My house is too big. Your house is a little smaller. You want to just do a straight up swap?
Swap.
And they're a young couple with, like, a kid. They're like, oh, that's a good goddamn offer. Let's consider it. Right. Went over there. And then they were like, ew. And he's like, haha, I need to clean.
And I wonder if they did the swap, if he was just going to, like, leave leave all that shit there and then just be like, oh, well, you guys must have done it. Like, what?
So they gave him a mental evaluation of like his general intelligence. And they said he was somewhat bright, obviously very off, but like not anything less than at least average, like, you know, normal acuity.
Yeah.
Or whatever. He was also apparently a big reader. We're going to talk about reading later. I didn't kill anyone though. And read like crime novels or like literal crime cases. He got really into a few different things, but one of them was like this specific woman who worked. And I don't know if it was Auschwitz, but it was, you know, not great. It was during that time period.
Not great.
Gosh, now I'm just going to the wrong part of this page where I have stuff. Here it is. I had it literally right here. I'm so dumb. I was scrolling for no reason. And around this time, he became interested in reading pulp magazines and adventure stories, particularly those involving cannibals or Nazi atrocities. God. Specifically, Ilse Koch, German, clearly not my best, but she was known as the Witch of Buchenwald, which if you have a nickname,
yeah.
They also called her the bitch. They also called her the bitch of Buchenwald. So, you know, pretty bad the stuff she was doing. Okay?
Yeah.
Just know that. If you want to know more, go to Ed Gein's wiki, find it yourself. Yikes.
But I will be doing that.
So he did a lot of reading and stuff, which led him to like get all this information and do all these things to get ready to explore, I guess, the fantasies he was having. He also mentioned point later during, I don't know if it was a trial or during psych evaluation, saying things like, I heard them laughing in the trees and da 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 da. So schizophrenia. Things like that. There was just so much crazy shit. There's so many things to mention. I don't even know.
Keep them coming. My mind is blown. He only did the two murders or he did more?
He only admitted to the two murders. It's speculative if there was a couple more. He mostly was a prolific grave robber and was like really watching like papers and stuff and would follow specific persons and people to make his weird little outfits. One of which I haven't mentioned yet was like yes, they mentioned the corset and stuff, but he had like a skin suit he made. So, you know, hard reference to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Leatherface.
And to the dude Buffalo Bill.
Yes, which that also comes up in a minute because he realized plumper, fresher bodies. The skin was easier to... No, DIY, you know, exclusive from this guy. Like, if you want to... my freaking dog is whining. Quit being so jealous of the cat. I'm busy. Oh my gosh. Cat walked next to me and he's like, oh no. dang it. Where was I? His outfits. Like heavier set women and stuff were easy that were fresher bodies. The skin was easier to work with. So literally direct reference there.
Yeah. And that always, when I saw that movie, it terrified me because I am a size 12. Well, actually I'm a 14-ish now, right in between, getting fatter. But it like terrified me when I saw that movie because I was like, oh my God, I'm a serial killer's dream. My plump, chubby frame is perfect for serial killer fashion week. Uh-oh.
Sex crimes fashions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sponsored by Serial Killer Van Enthusiasts. Yeah, that would be that reference. But
God,
he made this like skin outfit because he wanted to prance around and be like a woman. So he had his lady skin suit and he wanted to prance around in it and pretend to be a little lady. I looked at the crime scene photos and where is this link? If you want to, again, say something specific, I'll send it to you. Everyone else. No. There it is. So there's no respectful way to do this. So just know this is going to be pretty disrespectful. The rack on this skin suit vest top thing he made. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. Like.
You mean like boobs?
Honker bonkers. Just huge.
There's no respectful way to do that. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. The rack on this. Oh my fucking God.
Okay, wait a minute. Did he stuff the boob? Like what? How do you even do that?
I don't know. I'm looking at the photo right now. And they... Oh no.
I don't know.
Oh God. Oh, fighting for my place in heaven.
Yeah.
They look very full. They don't look like deflated. So I guess I have no idea. This man craftsmanship, I guess. I don't know. It looks like maybe in this picture it's stuffed because it's on a display mannequin.
I don't want to know what the fuck it's stuffed with. God, Jesus Christ. Wow. All right. Well,
I don't want to speculate, but
the honkers on that one. Okay.
The titties are tittying. They're quite large.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you're going to make a bodysuit, make the body of your dreams, right?
You don't want to look at these pictures. Like, I know people said, don't do it, but, you know, maybe don't do it.
Yeah.
It's as bad or worse than you think.
I mean, I just did. I just did on the, when we took a break. And yeah, I would say don't do it. I regret it. Yeah, I regret it.
And I've watched some horror, some splatterpunk, some stuff, but I'm just like, oh, that's a real dead body. Oh, man.
I saw the bell. Oh, I didn't look at those. I didn't see like the bell. I saw the skull bowl.
I saw everything.
I saw the garland, the nipple garland.
Yeah.
I saw, that was enough.
You see what I'm talking about, though? I was like, a belt.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Belt is quite generous, yeah.
I guess. Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to have to look at this bodysuit, though. I might have to look that up. Girls Gone Wild.
I'll send you the link.
Yeah, do.
Just saying. I found it on Google.
I
know.
I mean, I feel like if I'm this deep in, I might as well see the suit, so... Thank you.
Oh my God. I'm on so many watch lists. Like my Google search history right now.
Oh, me too. For sure. For sure.
So he's, you know, obviously they take him to jail. He's eventually tried and they, yeah. Okay. Spoiler. He went to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, they caught him. It was a 79 hectare property. Sorry. 195 acres.
Plant them vines.
Mm-hmm. So he pled not guilty by reason of insanity. And he was arraigned on the count of, first degree murder in Waushara County Court. He was diagnosed with schizophrenia and found mentally incompetent, thus unfit for trial. He was sent to the Central State Hospital for the Criminally Insane, which everyone knows those kinds of places were just so great in the 50s. So
fantastic. Yeah.
So don't be too upset he didn't go to prison for life.
Yeah.
I mean, Ed Gein apologists will say, hey, he just shot them and made it really quick. You know, it was humane-ish.
Oh, he shot them?
He shot them, made it quick.
Is there a large contingent of Ed Gein apologists? Is that like a thing?
I don't know, but I was getting that vibe a couple times, especially from certain things where they would just be like, oh, this and that. I'm like, all right, calm down. It definitely wasn't any of the like professionals. It was more like the random podcast things or random little YouTube clips.
I mean, I can see though that there is a difference between like if he's not like a sexual sadist, if he's like, you know, if he's killing them and then doing all this like it's probably a, you know, a fetish with the mom, whatever. I'm not an Ed Gein apologist, by the way. I'm just saying, I understand the psychology of it is different than somebody who's like a sadosexual murderer, but it's still not good. That's for fucking sure.
Definitely not.
So
we'll just do another memento flashback. Let's go back to his little book, his book list of things he was reading. A lot of that stuff kind of helped him get to the point where he was doing all that grave robbing. He went apparently over 40 times of his own admission and then only rob graves like a handful of times. So he would hype himself up to go and then, oh, I can't do it. And he would say things like, I felt like I was in a trance, like when he would do the bad stuff. And sometimes he'd be like, oh, but I'd come out of it. And then I got out of there. And then another reason, like he didn't, not that he slipped under the radar, but it wasn't immediately like this guy did it, just because he's kind of a little scrawny guy. Yeah. But he's that scrawny, scrappy guy that did farm work. So he's just like weirdly, oddly strong, you know?
Yeah. Wait, was anyone like alarmed at the fact that in this small little town, all these graves keep getting dug up? Like you would think that would raise an alarm, well,
Don't find the plot, the hole in my research. Okay. makes sense. I didn't go down that road and figure that out, but very fair. I think maybe if it wasn't coming up like straight away in all the stuff I watched, maybe he really just dug it up and then covered it back up and people weren't really going out there that much. And I don't know. And it rained or I don't know. Didn't research that.
We'll
put it on the police department again. Not my fault.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I mentioned this part. I think I did, bullet point style. But they said they thought he had over 15 different bodies in the house. And the amalgam of, based on all the things they found, they speculated it to be at least 15 different bodies. Maybe I should say it that way.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, obviously, they arrest him, take him trial.
Are they all women?
He's found unfit.
Are they all women?
I don't remember reading anything about male bodies. They reference most of the female stuff more explicitly.
Yeah, I mean, he specifically seems to have quite a few labia.
Because they specifically said, like, female nipples for the belt garland and, like, female fingernails. So, I think he did fixate on females.
Because
of the mother thing, obviously.
For sure.
Yeah. Obviously, like, I am a psych minor after one episode.
Because of the mother, obviously.
I mean, come on.
But yeah, obviously, yes. Yeah.
I need one of those little, like, pipes, Professor Smoke, but mine blows bubbles.
I mean, I think if you've got a satchel full of labia, yeah, there might be something going on.
It was a box, not a satchel.
Sorry, excuse me. Box O-labia. Yeah.
I bet if this happened in the 90s, he would have made like a skin fanny pack.
No, yeah, for sure.
Instead of the belt.
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
Gotta be current.
Totally. Windbreaker, a skin windbreaker.
Gotta have somewhere to put my wild berry Pop-Tarts.
For sure. Yeah, you do.
And my Capri Sun.
Yeah, I had one earlier and it was
delightful. I know you did. That's why I said that.
Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, what a treasure.
You texted me. You said, I found one Capri Sun in my fridge. And I was like, oh, nice.
I did. It was hiding behind, I don't remember what it was. It was hiding behind something. And it was like finding the holy fucking grail. Let me tell you, it was delicious. Pacific Sun was great.
Pacific Sun.
It was. Pacific Cooler maybe is the name of it. I don't know. It was good though. Highlight of my day.
I'm praying y'all can't hear my dog in the background who is whipping his head back and forth trying to play with this toy. And I just took
little
it away.
Willow Smith. Whip your hair. Whatever.
Smith, yes, it was that. Willow.
Yeah, there you and go. See? Look at me.
Everyone's got to start culture. Somewhere. Even if your parents are wealthy actors. But her new stuff's actually pretty good though. I'm going to be honest. There's like several songs she came up with in the last few years that I was like, oh, Willow Smith? But they're really
good. I didn't even know she sang. When I say I'm a boomer when it comes to like current music,
let me send you a couple songs because they're actually really good.
Yeah, do it. Do it up.
I will. I'm going to put that in the show notes right now. I'm going to type it so I don't forget.
Perfect.
All right, everyone who wants to know Ed Gein facts, hold your horses. I can't forget to message Kate with Willow Smith songs. Okay, I did it.
Great.
It's in my footnotes. Ed, you know, not guilty by reason of insanity. Doesn't matter. He's ordered and committed to that central state hospital for the criminally insane, which sounds like any generic name for a loony bin hospital in some 50s-based show.
Totally.
Where they abuse their patients. So, you know.
Yeah, lobotomy.
Yeah, he didn't go to prison, but he wasn't thriving. But what's funny is he says he... I'm going to infer that. I do not know. But again, one of the shows I listened to said like he loved it there. And I was like, Como what? Like, what?
I mean, he's crazy. So yeah, maybe he did.
Girl.
I mean, listen, like that kind of makes sense to me though. He's got this crazy upbringing with this mom that like abuses him and is strict to him. He's probably like, it feels like home. I love it. It's great.
Flying high.
He's like laughing, you know, laughing to himself. He probably like liked pain. Probably, he probably loved it. Probably did.
Yeah, I definitely don't think they were worried about spare the rod, spoil the child at their house. They were just beating him.
Yeah. Yeah. He probably like had buds there that he'd be like, oh, and then I made this great labia lampshade. Everyone's like, yeah, that's cool, man. Like he probably finally
DIY
like
legend.
Yeah, he was teaching arts and crafts in the crafts room.
Okay, in lieu chop of off a human nipple. Fingers, we're going to be using popsicle sticks today.
Yeah. In lieu of human fingers. Yeah, exactly.
And exactly. There's a drastic shortage of human skin. We will be doing paper mache instead.
Right. You got to make do. You got to make do with what you have.
Anyway, what happened to his property? There were rumors that the house, like around 58, might be auctioned off and turned into a like tourist attraction. And people of this town were already just like, no, cannot deal with this. Fast forward, the house mysteriously burned down. So let's just say the town wasn't fucking having it. It burnt down. No one cared.
Right.
Arson was suspected, but the cause of the fire wasn't. Never officially determined. So
yeah. No, they definitely fucking burned it down.
And then there was a side note here that it was like, it's possible that the fire was not considered a matter of urgency by Fire Chief Frank Warden, son of Bernice Warden, Gein's last victim.
Are you serious?
I am 100% serious.
Oh my God, that's wild. That's putting it mildly. It was not a matter of extreme importance.
No,
yeah, no
I am
shit,
reading
it wasn't.
This directly from the Wikipedia. It is possible that the fire was not considered a matter of urgency by Fire Chief Frank Warden, son of Bernice Warden, Gein's last admitted victim.
Yeah,
so when
next Gein,
no listen,
shit,
they
Sherlock.
Have... They have Gein's perspective. When Gein learned of the incident while in detention, he shrugged and said, just as well.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And if people care what happened, his 1949 Ford sedan, which he used to haul bodies of his victims, was sold at public auction in, I guess, 58 for $760 to a carnival sideshow operator, Bunny Gibbons, who charged carnival goers 25 cents admission to see it. It was a carny sideshow that traveled around with this guy named Bunny Gibbons.
Oh my God.
And I saw like pictures of like how he had decorated his like murderer Ed Gein's truck. You know, come see. It's as corny as you could think it was. Super corny. Murder truck.
A murder truck. I would have paid the 25 cents. I went to the Museum of Crime and Punishment in DC, and they have oh my God, it's such a fucking cool museum. I mean, it is definitely macabre. I don't know how to say that word. Macabre? You know what
Just
I'm
ignore
say.
The R. Macabre.
Macabre, yeah. It's definitely macabre for sure. It's like not for the faint of heart. It's pretty intense. But right when you first walk in, they've got Bundy's Volkswagen. And I was like, oh, gotta go look at that shit. which is creepy, but I don't know. It was interesting for me. So I would have gone to see the murder truck, to be honest.
I need to think of the word that I heard in one of the things I watched that talked about people that collect like these type of oddities.
Yeah, that is creepy. Like I wouldn't buy a serial killer.
It's a specific name for the souvenir seekers that do this, and I'll find it later, but maybe I can Google it here.
I watched a documentary on those type of people, but it was like, I don't know, 10 years ago. But I'm going to say that's a yellow flag for me, people that do that. Not red, but yellow. It makes me a little uncomfortable.
I love that I tried to Google. Short pause because I was trying to type something out. So I put into Google because I couldn't think of the word. Souvenir seekers for the macabre. And like the first article that pops up that isn't like strong results for is something for... What are sneakerheads called? And I'm like, is this Kate's search history? No. Okay. So
yeah. Little bit of this, little bit of that, you know,
little bit of this, whatever. Anyway. So eventually he's laid to rest.
But wait, do you agree with me? You're busy Googling, but I want to know the answer to the question. Yellow flag, people that do that.
I don't know. There's so many weirdos in the true crime community, but
that's what I'm saying. I can't say it's a yellow flag.
I don't know. I can't say that I wouldn't buy stuff if I felt
that's what I'm wasn't saying. Super, yellow,
super disrespectful to victims and stuff. I can't say I wouldn't be that's like, what I'm saying. Like a spooky thing.
But Tiffany, that's what I'm saying. I don't really know if I would, but like I'm fascinated by that shit. But it's a yellow flag. It's not a red flag. I'm sure there's plenty of people that are normal, but I'm sure there's some that aren't too. It's a yellow flag to me.
I'm going to get written off after this episode. I can feel it. They're going to be like, oh, I don't know. How about that statement? I guess so. Yeah. I think this is just the kind of people that are so like, I guess, which would make them the yellow flag, just so like removed from it. I'm like, it doesn't even register, but I guess that is the yellow flag.
Yeah,
sorry.
As I said, I'm sure the vast majority, I mean, I'm a yellow flag too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, moving on. I'm just saying, it's a little.
Okay, so yellow flag people collecting things, gravestones, etc. So they end up burying him in Plainfield Cemetery and give this man a gravestone, but people kept coming to take pieces of it. 1984.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. So he...
Respiratory failure and lung cancer, July 26, 1984, at the age of 77.
So he lived for a long time in this mental hospital. Wow.
I guess like 30 years?
Yeah, wow. I thought he would be a goner in like 5. Wow, that's interesting.
I guess he was thriving. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Girl, I don't know. Can't say anything good. So moving on. They were just coming and taking parts of the gravestone and pieces of it. They would vandalize it. I mean, so obviously that's not as big deal to me. Like, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
But and at this point, who's to say it's not the townspeople? Because they were more upset about the grave robbing than they were, like, the gruesome fact that they murdered two people and he murdered two people and tore them apart for his little DIY projects. They were more upset about the grave robbing. They were just like disturbing the dead. I guess like murder wasn't as scary, but that was just way out of there for 1950s.
I mean, I don't like either
Wisconsin
one,
Americana.
Yeah, I think the murder is worse. I mean, neither one is good, but the murder is worse.
Truly, yes.
Yeah, truly.
Interesting perspective from the Plainsfield Wisconsinites. No shade. Anyway, so they eventually had to make it an unmarked grave for obvious reasons of continual, like, messing with it and stuff. But then they say Gene is interred between his parents and brother in the cemetery, so you're going to find the unmarked grave. There you go.
Yeah.
Don't believe me. Go straight to the Wikipedia because that's where I got my information.
Yeah.
So I referenced he was in popular culture and movies. What?
Wait, I'm sorry. One more quick question. What did they do with the property of the farm? Did they build?
Well, they burned. It burned down, and then it was worth like. Oops, I went too far back. Gene's property. It burned down. Wasn't a priority for Frank Warden. And then his truck sold to that guy. So it did say the property was appraised at $4,700, which was the equivalent of $44,000 in recent markets.
But there's nothing, like, they didn't build anything. There's nothing about, like...
I don't think there's museum there right now.
Okay.
I can Google it real quick, but...
No. I was just curious.
Girl, I don't know. I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry. But, I just have a lot of questions. Virgo. Well, it's quit. Virgo. Sorry.
Quit. You're picking this apart. Virgo.
I told you Virgos are annoying. This is what I've been trying to say.
We're just going to fast forward. Okay. So popular culture. It was put into that first movie with Psycho, I believe, which was in 1959. So not too long after the actual incident, a few years after.
Yeah.
In addition to the Alfred Hitchcock film Psycho, Gene's story was loosely adapted into numerous films. I didn't know it was in this one. Deranged, which is 74.
Oh, I don't see that.
My pets are going cuckoo town bonkers in the kitchen.
I hear that.
Golly. Such a high quality show. Ed Gein the musical. What the hell?
What?
It was in 2010.
Oh my God. Was it in New York? Was it off Broadway? That sounds like such an off Broadway thing.
There is very little information on Wiki about this.
I can't, if it was, I'm so, so upset because I was in New York then. I'm so upset I didn't hear about it. I 100% would have gone to it. God damn it. Need a time.
Well, I don't think it's like on Broadway. It was just something that happened.
That's what I said. Off Broadway. Like off Broadway is like the kind of shit. Yeah, that's not like that's the kind of stuff they do on off Broadway. It's like a very off Broadway thing. It's always wacky shit like that. God Love damn it! I want to see it.
So I'm just gonna fast forward through this. Rob Zombie, House of a Thousand Corpses, and its sequel, Devil's Rejects, Psycho, Norman Bates Psycho. Where is the other one? Obviously Buffalo Bill. Yeah. Obviously Leatherface, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. That would be like the main three. And then apparently also American Horror Story Asylum, which I actually watched that.
Me too.
So what? I guess.
Oh, yeah. The killer, Leatherface.
Right. And then Dr. Oliver Threadson in the TV series. So the guy that did like Nazi-ish stuff was a secret Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler, he was a secret Nazi and did weird experiments. It's yikes on a bike, folks. So just know that.
That was actually my favorite season.
Oh, I like Coven. But Asylum is second. It's Coven and Asylum is in second.
I didn't get that into Coven, even though I know everyone else did, but I don't know. It wasn't my
thing. Suck it, nerd.
Coven second supremacy. Nerd, I'm the supreme.
Yes, yeah. I'm the fucking supreme.
Yeah. Did you watch Apocalypse?
No.
Oh, you should watch it.
Wait, Apocalypse it's like... or Apocalypse Now?
No, the season of American Horror Story, Apocalypse.
Oh, sorry. Not a movie. Yes, I did. That was weird.
That's like Coven and Part 2. Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, it was kind of so Coven 2. I love the little twisty twisties. Very good.
Yeah, I was into it.
It did tie a lot of the seasons together.
It did.
Now they have the American Horror Stories. They have short stories on Hulu.
Ooh,
it's like a whole other different show. That.
I'll have to check it out. I'll send you
the Hulu link. Let me add it to my very important notes that have nothing to do with producing the show. Send Kate Hulu link.
Oh my God, we are so unhinged this episode. We got to get it together.
Well, too bad, so sad. That's the way this episode is. Don't look at how I spelled anything on that one.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh my God. Is English your first language? What is that?
Yeah. Shush. Also, I have not.
It says like send Kate Hulu link for American Horror Stararis. Stararis. Yes, indeed. Love it.
Look. I don't know. Oh my God, that was so funny. Okay, I guess. Do you have any other questions or do you want to talk about anything else?
I have a lot of questions.
But, okay, go. Go ahead.
No, I mean, this is going to set me down. I'm going to be down this vortex all night. I can feel it. I'm going to take an even deeper dive on Ed Gein because, wow, what I really
want to know. Do you want me to send all the podcasts I listen to or do you want me to send the YouTube, like true crime?
Yeah, send it over. I'm gonna
okay,
both, but I'm gonna do the reading first because that's how I like to take in my information. But I really want to figure out, like, I'm dying to know what he was doing in this asylum for 30 years. Like, I hope I can find info on that. I hope I can find more info on this teenage boy that creeps me out.
I think I didn't obviously read any of the books, but I know there's a couple of books on him. So if you really want to deep dive.
Yep, I'm going to do that for sure.
Speaking of books, I'll send you all that stuff. Anyone interested, I can post a little link with all my little notes with hyperlinks on them. I'll see if I can put that on the Facebook, but it's not hard. I can just make a little list. If not, maybe we'll post it on the Instagram. I don't know. We need to get like I think I need to make a master file on like Google Docs and then I could be like episode 1 links, episode 2 links, photos.
Oh, that's cool.
Maybe I'll do that. We'll see. I'm going to make promises and then fulfill them whenever I feel like it, because that's how this show is. Yeah. I hope the person who requested the Sava Lions is not mad at me, because I have that episode ready to go. I've done all the research. Yay. It's just sitting on deck for when we need an episode to fire off immediately. We've been distracted with the spooky days and then the get-together days, and now it's the holidays.
Soon it'll be Honda days, Toyota-thon, so many.
Have you ever read those tweets about, does Jesus know he was born during Toyota-thon?
No, I've seen like my family, please don't say happy Honda days when you know my family celebrates Toyota-thon. I've seen like those.
Are you going to be upset if I say Merry Chrysler?
No, I'm completely agnostic when it comes to... when it comes to the car holidays, when it comes to any holiday, really.
Yeah. So speaking of books, there is an Ed Gein book and I'll find it and send you that one too, if you want. And we'll add it to your homework of getting Libby. Everyone, this is an unpaid ad for Libby. One of my most used apps for this year was Libby. I've read just over 60 books, you know, toot toot my horn there, but it was for enjoyment. Toot, toot. I did a lot of audiobooks. I'm a busy mom during the day and run my house, but I do put one headphone in and listen to my little book. So Libby has been essential to that because it's totally free. You just get, you know, a digital library card and you get the app and then you put in your library card number and boom, you immediately have access to books, audiobooks. I just discovered some graphic novels. I'm a huge nerd, so I'm going to be reading some of those. Like if you're a Texas resident like me, if you have a Texas address, you can get a Houston Public Library one. So I actually have 3 library cards. I have that one, the North Texas one, which is my location, and my local one, all of which I'm allowed to have as a Texas resident and a North Texas resident. But Houston goes even farther. Like you get on Libby and then you get access to like these like different classes, or like they'll give you a hyperlink to be able to access Craftsy if you want to learn a new hobby. It's totally crazy. Oh, dude,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
And then they go, oh, if your temporary membership expires, just reapply with Libby. So you basically get a permanent access to Craftsy. You just reactivate it anytime it lapses, which is every 7 days. So as needed, which is so cool.
But the book, definitely enjoying this. That's awesome.
Dude, it's awesome. And Who knows, like, what you'll have access to with yours. And I just Googled, like, what
the I'm sure Texas Detroit has cool stuff.
Oh,
I'm sure Detroit has cool stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just telling Kate, like, I finished a couple books. And she was like, oh, what are you reading? And I was like, oh, have you heard of A Court of Thorns and Roses? Yes, I'm one of those. And anyone who wants to talk about it, hit me up on the Facebook. I will talk about it. Love it.
I told you I've got it downloaded on my phone. I'll read it.
You're fired. On my phone. Go read it right now. You go read that fairy smut right now.
I know. To be honest, I can't believe I haven't read it.
Faye was like, smut. Oh, is it worth reading? I'm like, I don't know. Do you like hot red flags that are running around in hot Faye male bodies? Then yes, go read that. Do you like plot with some smut attached? Jump in there.
I fucking love it.
It's fantasy.
I prefer smut with a little bit of plot attached, to be honest. But I can do the inverse. I can do plot with a little bit of smut. I'll definitely read it.
It's good.
It's been recommended to me by many.
I'm a Sarah J. Maas head now. I've read all of the current ACOTAR books that are out. I've read all of them twice.
I've had it on my phone for like 2 years. I just haven't read it. So,
girl, I'll read it. You're going to read the first one and then be like, oh no, I got to immediately read A Court of Mist and Fury, then A Court of Wings and Ruin. Then they have a tiny little mini book in between. There's actually four.
I can feel myself main books, getting
but there's a 3.5.
Girl, this is so nerdy.
I don't even feel bad.
I'm into it.
You will be. And it's called A Court of Frost and Starlight. And that's like their little mini Christmas book. And then you dive into the smuttiest book of all, A Court of Silver Flames. And I'm saying, if you don't want to hear me cuss like and be really blunt, stop listening after this sentence. They be fucking in that last book. I was like, oh,
yes.
Crap. Just, whoa.
I can't wait. They be fucking.
They be
Court of Silver Flames. I can't wait.
But that's the thing is like, even though there's like crazy and semi-graphic scenes, not too crazy, but it's very graphic, we'll say.
It's not going to shock me. Trust me.
No. It's not going to shock me.
Definitely not.
But what's going on with the plot and the character development is chef's kiss. It's so fun. It's awesome. It's, you know, a redemption arc for somebody. I don't like to give spoilers, so I'm just going to kind of
loosely. You don't. I want to read it.
Of course. And I hate spoilers, but it is a lot of fun, but there is some very spicy parts, but there's a lot of really fun parts. I laughed. I cried. It was a little bit horny, you know, like
I was a little bit horny. Oh my God. That's a 5-star review for me. I laughed. I cried. It was a little bit horny. Amazing. Yeah, no, that review resonates with me. So I will definitely be reading it. Yeah.
And apparently it also resonates with the girls, gays and theys. There's not a lot of LGBTQ relationships in it, but there's definitely some bisexual relationships where you're like, hey, nice. But there could have been more.
I'm into it.
A little more diversity.
Did I ever tell you, I don't think this has ever come up in our conversations, but when I was like, I don't know, 13, 14, I started reading romance novels. But I was such a little fucking hornball that I would like, I mean, I did read like the hardcore, like the Anne Rice shit. And I told you about that book Six that I read that was like literally like no plot, just six people They're going to like somebody's house. Yeah. Yeah. I think I was like 14 when I read that. That was like, ooh, a real page turner. But I started reading like actual romance novels. And I mean, the plots were like so bad. And when you were saying, I don't know if it was in those books, but like the velvet covered steel or whatever to like describe.
I said, ma'am, it was
aroused
in a court of silver flames, and it was velvet wrap steel.
Velvet wrap steel, yeah. Velvet wrap steel. Ah, it's too I know. Oh my god. Velvet wrap steel. It like literally it's too much for me. It's too much. But fuck velvet wrap steel. Like I was, yeah, it's so fucking stupid. I was reading these books that were like, you know, it was always like the cowboy comes to town and she like owns a bookstore or whatever. And I was such a little horny, like fucking pubescent little, it's just out of my mind. I would like skip through the plot and just go to these like sex scenes that were so ridiculous because it was a romance novel. So it wasn't like, I mean, it was smut, but you know, it was like, it would get a little spicy, but it was like lots of that shit. Lots of like the velvet wrap steel and just these like flowery words for like, and then he inserted his, I don't fucking know what they'd say, you know, like.
Penis sei qua.
Yeah. Like, yes.
I'm going to trademark that immediately.
Yeah, it is, and then it would get like even more ridiculous. Like they would call it like a bratwurst.
Oh god, yeah. A little gabagool, a little steak and peppers. Yeah. Give me the sausage.
Steak and peppers. I can't
do it. Hey, let me get a little chopped cheese there, sweetheart.
Hey! Yeah, you like a little stick with some eggs, baby? Hey!
Hey!
Oh, okay, wow.
Put a little gravy on that for daddy.
Yeah. Like the sausage gravy, that cream gravy, baby? Yeah.
Hey.
I mean, but anyway, I read like, there was one author, and I don't remember who it was, but I read like, fucking all of them. It was like 28 of them. And my mom was like, what are you reading? And how are you tearing through them? And then, you know, she figured out it was like cowboy midnight dusk dawn dicking. Like it was like ridiculous.
I'm sorry. Like, can you repeat that for the rest of the class?
I don't even remember what I said. Cowboy midnight cowboy dusk dawn dicking.
Dusk dawn dicking?
I mean, that wasn't the actual name of it, but it's like what stuck out in my mind. And then I also read, and then I started reading another series that was like, it was like erotic horror where like it would be like the werewolf and you would like be in love with the girl and like the shapeshifters. I mean, I went through a lot of weird phases. I've read a lot of weird shit in my life. So that's, by the way, nothing against it, but like I don't fantasize about like werewolves fucking me, and I, nothing against it. I feel like maybe you do, but okay. I don't. But nothing against it. It's just I don't know why I was reading those books because that's like not
okay. So
not my thing.
I'm a cool old lady, so I was on TikTok earlier. I'm gonna reference what you just said, and some girl had like I don't know, like if it was like a scrunchie holding like her flimsy closet doors shut, like the kinds that just pop open. And it was like shaking and she's like, you better watch it. I got three or four friends that are monster fuckers and one of them's a power top. and the door stopped shaking so much.
Oh my god, that is fucking hilarious.
And
that
I'm really just funny. Laughing at it like, resonates. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That resonates with me. Yeah.
So I think the perfect time to tell you that my first smutty book was during like
a full moon.
No, not a lunar phase, silly. During the COVID times a little bit.
No, it's just
like towards the end of like the, I'm not saying COVID's over, but more towards the end of like the strict COVID times. And it was Ice Planet Barbarians, which was on TikTok. And I was just like, I'm not that I was like, oh, I'm not reading that. I was just like, okay, LOL, funny TikTok. And then it was just everywhere. It was everywhere. And people were like.
It wasn't everywhere. No, Tiffany, I never heard of it. It wasn't everywhere.
All right. Kate's a loser. But everyone else's TikTok, it was everywhere. No, it was really like, I was seeing it constantly for a while. And I finally was like, fine. Let's see. And I look it up and I hold on.
You're just trying to justify your reading of it. Hold on.
I'm not. I'm just going to explain. So I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to look it up real quick. Because, you know, I'm just immediately judging a book by literally its cover because the name is Ice Planet Barbarians. So I look it up. It's like a super, it's like a super short book. And I had like a, I think I had like a Kindle Unlimited trial that was going for like several months. And then I'm like, oh, all of them are for free on Kindle Unlimited. So this was some of the books that I literally sat down and read, not the audiobooks. Oh my God. You just fly through it. So I'm going to make this super quick before the episode gets insanely long. I'm not even giving excuses for myself. I just said, this is hilarious. I'm going to read this. So these girls get abducted from, shocker, Earth. They're on the spaceship. Yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and say spoiler, trigger warning. I'm going to talk about the plot of these books. If you don't want to hear that, now's the time. We'll just say, hey, good night. You're the best. All right. Ice Planet Barbarians. They're abducted. They're spoiler, trigger warning. There's some rape on the ship or like sexual abuse on the ship. Not every single passenger, but they're treated very poorly. Then during an escape attempt, it makes them crash land on this ice planet.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, they're in the clothes they've been in for however long since they've been captured. So for some less, for some more. So filthy or aren't thin, like pajama. Cold? Yeah. So thin little pajama garments. These women are abused and treated poorly and just terrified. And now they've crash landed on this planet. They don't know what to do. Well, so they give one of the girls. Good. I know. They give one of the girls as much clothing as they can spare because she's going to go out and look for whatever she can find because they're out of options. And again, I'm going to say consent or dubious consent for this one. There's not really consent in the first thing. She's just doing her thing. So she's walking outside and then some big blue alien man sees her. I swear to God. I swear to God. And he runs up on her and scares her. And then I guess like somehow she unconscious, but he picks her up. Obviously they don't speak the same language, but he senses her. And then apparently they're mates. So one of the topics of these books is fated mates and like, whatever you call
like fated mates, like soul mates,
like your bonded mate. So they have this thing in their chest, which is like a symbiotic parasite, which helps them adjust to the atmosphere of the planet. So if you do not have this thing on this planet, I know, if you do not have this thing, you will die because you cannot live in the atmosphere of the planet. So it slowly pours into you over the course of a few days. So you have like a week to do this. Yeah. The thing is a symbiotic parasitic alien called what the natives call it Kui, K-H-U-I in the book. Mm-hmm. So they call it resonating when you find your fated mate. And it basically hums in your chest. So this weird alien worm is shaking in your chest. And you're like, my cooey is singing. It's fucking weird. And I know. So he finds the girl and he's like, oh, it's finally happened. And of course they're like so excited for this. So he senses her and then he's just immediately aroused and he goes down on her immediately. And then she wakes up to him going down on her. She wakes up to him going down on her. And I can't do a full review of this book because the episode's about to be so long. It's going to take me forever to edit it.
But wait, now I need to know what happens. She wakes up and she's getting alien, blue man, alien cunnilingus. Okay. What happens next? Yeah. Is her heart like humming too? Or both?
No, by the way, because she doesn't have a symbiotic parasite yet. She just got there. She's slowly dying, but she doesn't.
But his is humming?
His is humming.
His is humming?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay.
Look, if you ever saw Beauty and the Beast growing up and you're a millennial and you were like,
yeah, of course I did.
Okay. And you were like, after he turned back from the beast to a man, this is the book for you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm into it. I mean, you had Monster me at fuckers, she woke up to him going down on her, but let's go.
She didn't say no. Let's go. I'll say that much. She was like, oh no, but I get this is really good. Because he is voracious. Yeah. He is wanting to please his fated mate.
Yeah, good for both of them. Yeah, that sounds nice.
Look, if y'all want to hear about it, we can have story time about Ice Planet Barbarians. if you'd like to judge me too, I've actually on book 14 of that series. They're so short. Oh my God. Flew through.
Stop it. Book 14.
And there's way more than that. I am on book 14. Oh my God. It's a lot going on.
I can't.
A lot of world building.
Well,
a lot of blue alien.
I can't talk about it now. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm probably going to read this. I'm not going to lie. I'm probably going to read it. I want to hear more about the parasitic humming and the blue oral sex for sure. But
they do more
I'm not going to talk about it now because we do need to end this. This is getting completely unhinged. But my favorite book, the monster fucker book, the Forbidden Game, which I think I told you about with the little like, yeah, I did. I sent you the pictures of it. The girl goes into the bookstore and buys like the game, and it's sold to her by who happens to be like a magical elf, and he like sucks her into the board game. It's a whole thing.
Is this not the plot of Jumanji?
I don't know. I haven't seen Jumanji, but maybe. Yeah. But this was out, I think this was out before Jumanji. But it's LL Cool J, I want to say, but that's definitely not who wrote it.
LL Cool J.
But what? it's not LL Cool J. But it's that female author. She wrote a bunch of shit back in the 90s. The Forbidden Game trilogy. And it's, I mean, I don't remember everything that happens in it now. I haven't read it, obviously, in a long time. But I read it. I probably like 25 times when I was like, I don't know, like that same age, that little horny 13, 14, 15. God, geez, my hormones were out of control. But that was my monster fucker book. But we can get into the plot more of it another time because we got to wrap this up.
Guess we got to wrap it up, guys.
We got to wrap it up.
Hilarious.
Okay, well, I'm going to go read some smut. I am. Sorry. I'm going to go read some smut.
Not much smut in the first 50%, but there's some tension. Tension.
All right. All right. Maybe I'll read the blue alien book. No,
that one just jumps straight in after like 20 pages.
Well, maybe that'll be the one then. We'll see.
But ACOTAR is more like several chapters in.
Like a little world building first. It's okay. I'm patient. I can wait. It's better if you wait, right?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, this was fun.
This was fun. Can't wait to edit this monster.
Yeah.
Say bye to the people, Kate.
Bye.
Bye. We love you.